and what he would have you to do. But I've had some thoughts this week about the benefits of being broken and being bruised. And I know that from a physical point of view, we wouldn't think about those being good things. Somebody that was broken and bruised in the body, it's not something that we would rejoice in or be happy about. But from a spiritual standpoint, there are great benefits to that. And the Bible speaks about that very much, about being broken and being bruised, and often the term contrite is used. And I want to share some scripture with you today. I want to ask you today, if you are here and you are lost and without the Lord, I want to ask you today to give attention especially to the Word of God. And I don't have a particular verse that I'm or particular passage of Scripture or reading lesson that I want to read today, but I actually have several verses of Scripture that I would like to share with you. So I want you to think about that thought, about how that it benefits people from a spiritual standpoint to be broken or to be bruised. And the Bible speaks about these things in very positive ways. There are things that are very positive about being broken and being bruised from a spiritual standpoint. And a verse of Scripture that may be perhaps the most familiar to all of us, one that perhaps you have heard preached or quoted or read many times, is found in Psalm 34, verse 18. And it says that the Lord is near to people, nigh unto people that are experiencing this. Psalm 34 and 18 says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and save us such as be of a contrite spirit." You know, it's hard for us, it's difficult for us, because we feel sorrow and we feel pain when we see people. It tugs at our heartstrings and it rips our hearts out when we see people broken down in this way. But we have to realize the benefits in that. And you know, the worst that I ever felt in my life, that which made me feel worse than anything ever did in my life, was when I was broken down under the conviction of sin and condemned before a holy and a just God. But the greatest feeling that I've ever had in my life was when the Lord took all that away from me and saved me by His grace and spoke peace to my soul. If you're here today and you're broken down because of the conviction and the condemnation of sin, I want you to know today that one of the great benefits in feeling that way is that the Lord is nigh unto people that are experiencing that. He is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and He saves such as be of a contrite spirit. I'm not talking about being sad about something. I'm not talking about being sad about a circumstance in your life, or maybe a friend that has passed away or something of that nature. I'm talking about a heart that is condemned, that is broken under the condemnation and the conviction of sin. A heart that has realized that they have wounded and offended a holy and a just and a righteous God. I'm not talking about worldly remorse or worldly sorrow. I'm talking about experiencing godly sorrow deep down in your inner being. And so the Lord is nigh unto those that experience that, that have a broken heart. You may be here today and your heart, your spiritual heart, your inner man may be broken in that way. I believe there are people here today that are broken down because of that. And I want them to realize today that the Lord is near. He is nigh unto those that are of a broken heart. And He saves those that be of a contrite spirit. I said that I wanted to speak about people being broken and bruised, and that's exactly what contrition is. That's exactly what a contrite heart is. It's one that is bruised. It's one that also can mean even crushed, as in crushed to powder. We hear people use the term a lot of times in the world, in their lives, when something is really, devastating has happened in their life, they say, well, this has just crushed me. And from a spiritual point of view, that's what contrition is. It's when we are crushed. I want to know something today. Are you here today? Are you crushed before the Lord? Are you bruised in your spirit today? And if you are, you need to come to the Lord and you need to lay that down at His feet, because God is the only one that can heal you from that condition. The Lord in Luke chapter 4 verse 18, Jesus was went into the synagogue one time while He was here during His earthly ministry, and He took the book of Isaiah and He read from what we now have recorded and is known as Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1. And He was letting them know there that day that He was the fulfillment of what the prophet Isaiah had spoken about some 700 years prior to His coming. And the Lord took the book of Isaiah and He read from the book of Isaiah where it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel." Listen, the benefits to the brokenhearted. Jesus said that He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are what? Them that are fine? Them that are feeling great? No, to set at liberty them that are bruised. And He wasn't talking about physical ailments or being physically bruised. He was talking about that contrite spirit, that bruised spirit, amen, that bruised inner man. Jesus said, "The Lord sent me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me and has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted and to set at liberty them that are bruised." I want to go through some scripture with you, and you just listen to the benefits that the scriptures ascribe to these very things, to being brokenhearted and to being bruised. And remember this, that it is with the heart that man believeth unto righteousness. You know what's wrong with just merely accepting Christ? It's in the mind. It's done intellectually. The carnal mind of man is enmity against God. It's not subject to the laws of God, nor indeed can be. It is with the heart, with the inner man, that we believe unto righteousness. With the heart. Listen to these. Psalm 51 and 7. "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, Thou wilt not despise." So Isaiah chapter 57 verse 15. I love this verse. "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." Doesn't that sound very, very beneficial to those who are bruised and crushed, to those who are brokenhearted, that God, the one that inhabits eternity, that he dwells in the high and the holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. God says, I dwell in the high and the holy place. I also dwell with those who are of a contrite and a humble spirit, that I might revive the spirit of the humble, that I might revive the heart of the contrite ones. Isaiah 66, in the first two verses, it says, thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. That's a great benefit. If you're here today and you're broken, your heart is broken, your spirit is crushed, that's a great benefit to you today, that it's to that type of person that the Lord will look. He'll look to that type of person. Psalm 147, verses 2 and 3. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcast of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. You know, the psalmist in Psalm 108, he said, oh God, my heart is fixed. It's fixed. You ever go out and fix anything because it's all right? Do you ever take anything that you have and go out and fix it? And when somebody says, what are you doing? And you say, I'm fixing this, but there's nothing wrong with it. Of course not. Why would the psalmist even declare that his heart was fixed had it not been broken in the first place? And those of us that are here today, and I'm convinced that everybody that has had this true experience of salvation knows what it means to be broken in heart, knows what it means to be contrite, to be bruised, to be crushed inside, to realize that you're lost and you're separated from God. I want to say to these here today that are seeking the Lord, because I believe by their expression and by their countenance today that they have experienced this. And I want to encourage them to just turn it over to God and just let God have his way. If you're here today and you've experienced that, if you realize in your heart today that you're lost and separated from God, you need to run to Jesus. I mean, you need to make haste to Jesus, because he can heal the brokenhearted. He came for that purpose. He came to bind up the brokenhearted. Well, I'll tell you what, there was a time in my life when I was torn apart inside. I mean, I was just ripped apart down in my soul. And I was praying and I was crying out to God in my despair. And the Lord came along and he touched me. And I'm telling you what, he healed my broken heart. He mended my bruised spirit. When I trusted in him, when I trusted in the Lord, I got what I needed. I got what I needed. Oh, there's people that make fun of this. I'll tell you what, these young people right here, they need to be doing exactly what they're doing. They need to be mourning and weeping in their hearts before the Lord, because that's what God looks at. He looks down at those that have a broken heart and those that have a contrite spirit. The Lord's not looking for people today that are saying everything's just well with me and I have no need of God. He's looking for those who are convicted of their sins and who realize that they're lost and separated from him, to come before them today and humble themselves before him and trust in him for the salvation of their soul. Those are the ones that the Lord is nigh unto. And those are the ones that he came to heal. I'm telling you something today. It's only right, and it's only proper, and it's only fitting that we experience this, because the Bible tells me that Jesus was broken. He was broken. You look at what Paul, even what Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, where he spoke about what the Lord Jesus said, and Jesus said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah chapter 53, he prophesied that Jesus was bruised for our iniquities. He was bruised. He was broken, and he was bruised. And we've got to be broken, and we've got to be bruised in order to come to him. And I'm telling you that those that never acknowledge that won't ever really come to Christ. It's got to be done. We've got to experience. I'm telling you what, you've got to feel the pain before you can have the relief from the pain. I'm telling you, you've got to feel the trouble and experience the trouble before you have the peace. Amen. They go hand in hand. When you read the 116th Psalm, "The sorrows of death can pass me. The pains of hell got a hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow." Does that sound to you like the words of a man that was feeling all right inside? No, those are the words of a man that was broken and condemned and contrite before the Lord. I'll tell you what. If you, and I want you to understand that what I'm saying today, I say with as much love as I can find in my heart. But if you're feeling that spiritual condemnation today, and you're fighting against God, you're being a fool. You're just being a fool. Because you know what? You know why that the Lord has made you feel that way? So that he can heal you. Heal you. You can't fix it if it's not broken. If you're broken today, God can fix it. Amen, Brother Edwards. He fixed my heart. I know exactly what the psalmist declared there long ago. In that psalm when he said, "Oh God, my heart is fixed." I know exactly what he was talking about because I have experienced that for myself between me and the Lord. Amen. I'll tell you what, a lot of people in the world that I love and respect, but I'll tell you what, that moment there that night when God fixed my heart, I didn't need anybody but God to tell me what had happened. I knew exactly what had happened. I knew that God had fixed my broken heart. Let's sing. And let's pray. And let's follow the Lord. And if you're here today and you're lost, I'm talking about anybody today that's here, that's broken in their hearts, that's bruised, that's crushed in your spirit. You need to come to the Lord Jesus today because he's got healing in his wings. He's got what you need, friends. Amen. He's got the fix. He has got the fix for your broken heart. The Lord can fix it. And he wants to fix it. And he wants you to come to him and beg him to fix it. All right? That's what God would have you to do. Be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Brother Ronnie, let's sing. Everybody follow the Lord today. I tried to do today what God asked me to do. I felt like I had to preach these things, and I tried to follow the Lord today. All I'm asking of you is to do what God leads you to do today. I'll tell you what, I believe God leads sinners. The Bible tells me that the goodness of God leads them to repentance. And you follow that today. You follow the leadership of the holy and righteous God today. And you'll not be disappointed in Him.
Amen.
You'll not be disappointed in God. He will heal you. He'll bind up the brokenhearted. He fixed mine, and He can fix yours.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, God, when He fixed mine, He didn't run out of power. He can fix yours just like He fixed mine. He fixed Brother Wheat's heart before he ever did mine, but when it come time for me, He still had the ability to fix mine. He's plenteous in mercy and in grace, and He wants to save you here today. We're in revival, folks. Let's act like it. Let's act like it. Let's sing and let's pray and let's follow the Lord. God, help you today. Turn everything over to the Lord. He wants to save you.